Blog Talk Radio.
Romans chapter 5, verse 10 in verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if when we were enemies, we were
reconciled
to Yahweh by the death of his son, much more being
reconciled,
we shall be saved by his life.
All right. That ain't what I was looking for, but it sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good. What verse you reading on? That's that out of the most. Where you read that at?
Romans 5:10.
Romans 5:10?
Yes.
Oh, let me write that down, because I see gallon of gas in that.
Look at that Romans chapter 3, but the verse 25, let me give what I need if you just move.
Romans 3:25,
when you say. He gathered with the word of truth.
Mm-hmm.
What is the word of truth, I wonder?
Mm-hmm.
What is truth? Mm-hmm. We're going to break that down for us.
That we can read.
What is the truth?
That we can read.
Mm-hmm.
John 17:17.
John 17:17. Bring it out.
All right. This is John chapter 17, verse 17. 17 read. Verse 17. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth.
Your word is truth.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Malachi 2, verse 6. Of the Israel of seed right. Malachi 2, verse 6. So your word is truth.
Mm-hmm.
Malachi 2, verse 6. Of the Israel of seed right.
Malachi chapter
2,
verse
6.
Mm-hmm. Verse 6. Malachi 2, chapter 2, verse 6. The Torah instruction or truth was in his mouth.
So the Torah instruction is truth, right?
Hallelujah.
Let's go back to that James. James chapter 1, 18 through 20. Who's reading that?
The book of James, chapter 1, verse 18 down to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18 reads.
What do you mean?
Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth.
Mm-hmm. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth. That what?
That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creature.
So we are the first fruit of his creatures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's answer the Sister Judith, Israel, and Sidney Royer. Call
that last verse out there in James.
James 1:18.
Hallelujah.
Book of Exodus chapter 4.
Sister Judith. Hallelujah.
Exodus chapter 4, verse
22. Exodus 4. Verse 22.
Exodus chapter 4, verse 22 reads.
What did it read?
And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh.
I shall say unto Pharaoh
thou
what?
Thou sayest the Yahuwah.
Thou sayest Yahuwah.
Israel is my son.
Israel is my son.
Israel is my firstborn.
Israel is my what order?
Firstborn.
Israel is my firstborn. Back to James 1, verse 19 and 20. What do you say, Brother Micaiah Israel?
The book of James, chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19 reads.
What do you say?
Wherefore, my beloved brother,
uh-huh,
let every man be swift to hear.
Mm-hmm. Now, because we read, you got to, let's read that again in the book of Sirach, right quick. The statement that we read in the book of Sirach, chapter 6. Mother of Israel, pick it up at verse 18. Sirach chapter 6, verse 18. Verse 22, verse 27. Look at Sirach chapter 6, verse 18, verse 22, and verse 27. Mother of Israel, see you, Roy.
Sirach chapter 6,
verse 11, 18.
Sirach, chapter
6,
verse
18. Mm-hmm.
Verse 18.
What do you say?
My son.
My son.
Get instruction.
Gather instruction.
My son, gather instruction. For they,
from your youth up,
so shall you find wisdom till the time
to thine old age. Verse 22, what do you say?
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. For wisdom is according to her name.
Uh-huh.
And she is not manifest unto many.
It says wisdom is according to her name. And it ain't many that's going to be on the road of this wisdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27, what do you say?
27.
Mm-hmm. Verse
27.
It was 22, but...
we had
27
now. Oh. Verse? Okay, you're right. Okay, 27. Such and seek,
mm-hmm,
and shall...
And she shall be?
Such and seek. and she shall be made known to unto you. And when thus has gotten hope of her, let her not go.
So then once you get a hold of it, he said, don't let it go. And then what he said?
Right.
James 1, verse 20, what he said?
The book of James, chapter 1, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20 reads, for the wrath of man work not the righteous of Yahuwah.
So he said, my beloved, be swift to hear and slow when their tongue get excited, right? They bind it twice, right?
Right.
Back to the Hebrew, to the word Hebrews chapter 6. Let me see if I can get back on track here, right? The book of Hebrews 6, let's pick it up at verse number 2.
Let me get a quick precept on something, because it's very important, Abel, in Proverbs 22, verse 6. So this is what we have. And that's why we got to be one accord, one mind, because this is what we got to be looking at, 22, verse 6. Like you were saying about a lot of the elders, the old heads is dying out. That's why the responsibility lies on the 22, verse 6. What does it say in Proverbs?
Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Train up a child in the way he should go.
Uh-huh.
And when he is old, he will not depart from it.
See, if we can get the youth right. So when they do get older, they won't be in this predicament. Then when the older's there, they're able to help the youth to understand exactly what got to be done from the page of the book. That's why we got to be clear that we got to sacrifice ourselves for the youth to come behind us and get them on their feet. Back to hell.
Hallelujah. Let's go back to that Hebrews
chapter 6, verse 2 reads,
hallelujah.
Of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on the hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment.
Verse 3
reads,
mm-hmm.
And this will we do if Yahweh permits.
Verse 4, what do you say?
Verse 4 reads, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened.
But he say, it is impossible. Now that's a heavy hitter there, right?
Are you Yahweh?
Something is impossible. And it means that, well, the only one that can put it out is Yahweh, right?
That's right.
When you got to put that terminology impossible, the only one that can make a difference in that situation is the Most High Yahweh.
Right.
It is impossible for what?
Impossible for those who were once enlightened,
mm-hmm,
and have tasted of the heavenly gift, mm-hmm, and were made partakers of the righteous spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, you know.
Verse 5. And have tasted the good word of Yahweh.
And tasted the good word of Yahweh.
And the powers of the world to come.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Verse 6. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of Yahuwah afresh and put him to an open shame.
Let me say that it's impossible to renew those that have tasted of the good word of Yahuwah and the power of the word to come. If they fall away,
mm-hmm,
to renew them again,
but you got one option in here.
This is
the only sign you look for. Sister Judas, go to the 18th chapter and pick up verse Matthew 18:1 down to verse 4. Your only way, once these brothers and sisters fall from this thing too hard for them, and then all of a sudden you start seeing creeping back in. Well, what kind of spirit they gonna bring? It's like the brother for be the high priest and no book open, and now you got a brother over there to my now his hands, it's a healing hands, he the seer and all that. And all that. The only way that you'll start seeing they heading in the right direction, they gotta be a Matthew 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, Sister Judas Israel. Steve Roy, you bring it. Matthew 18, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. Verse 1 reads, at the same time came the disciples unto Yahuwah the Son,
saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3. And Yahweh's son called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them. Verse 3. And said, truly, I say unto you, except ye be converted,
mm-hmm.
and become as little children,
mm-hmm.
you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself
mm-hmm.
as this little child,
mm-hmm.
the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
But we know that all them bring back a puffed up spirit.
Right.
So you ain't got nothing coming back to IL.
Hallelujah. Well, right to 2 Peter. Brother Titus, Israel of the Royals. Look at 2 Peter 2, verse number 20.
Okay, going to chief speak of the nation of Israel. Well, we're going to 2 Peter. Chief speak of the nation of Israel, chapter 2, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Chief speak of the nation of Israel, 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 20 reads, for if after they have escaped the pollution of the world, through the knowledge of Yahweh the Son and Savior, Yahweh the Son, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning.
Verse 21, come on.
Verse 21.
Yes, sir.
Would it have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the righteous commandment, first five books of Torah instruction delivered unto them.
Verse 22, what
do you say? 22. But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again. And the soul that was washed to her wallowing in the mirror.
You done got cleaned up.
Yeah.
So you go down back into the mud again.
Or you make a vow and say that you make a vow to be something, and all of a sudden then you back away from it. And you forget what he got written over here in Corinthians book, that once you made a vow to Yahweh in Numbers, with that verse in Numbers 31 and 2, you made a vow to Yahweh, right?
Mm-hmm.
You locked in place forever. But in the same token, you got to remember one thing, Sister Judas. In the 6th chapter, let's find out something. Once you make a vow to commit yourself, Yahweh is going to tell you something in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 19 and 20. What he says, Sister Judas Israel, once the vow come out the mouth, let's see what he got written that we can read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and
20.
Verse 19 reads, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
in spirit.
Good.
Which is in you.
Which is what?
Which is in you.
Great.
Which you have of Yahweh.
Good.
And you are not your own.
He said, and you not your own.
Yeah.
Once you make a commitment and to make statements out your mouth, you're locked in for 100 trillion million years.
Yeah.
Huh? Because you got brothers say, you know, hey, I don't want to be a teacher no more. I don't want to do this. And all of a sudden, from that point on, drama hits you all in Yahweh collecting on the time that you made a promise out your mouth to step forward and take care of Yahweh's business. And then you reneged on it. Then when the drama hit, it's written. Verse 20.
Verse
20. What?
For you are brought.
You are bought.
You are bought with a price.
You have been bought with a price, and the price you've been bought with is Yahweh shed his blood to the covenant keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Therefore, glorifying Yahweh in your body,
yeah.
and in your spirit, which are Yahweh's.
Because you're not your own. See, once you made a commitment in Yahweh, so whatever you make a statement out your mouth, you're locked in with Yahweh because you've been chosen to make the statement. Once you make it, that's when Yahweh, the clock starts ticking. If you make a statement, anything about Yahweh, it's like be swift to hear and not to talk. Because if you make a statement out your mouth, the angels going to write it down, and they're going to hold you in count for 100 trillion million years. Back to Iowa.
Hallelujah. Let's run back to that Exodus. Give me a few more here and I won't yell out of the way. Let's find the Exodus chapter 19. Let's see the amphibian see you, Roy. Let's look at Exodus 19. Let's leave at verse number 1. Exodus 19, verse number 1. What's going on?
Exodus chapter 19. Verse number 1.
Mm-hmm. Exodus 19, verse 1.
Exodus chapter 19, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Mizraim,
mm-hmm.
Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai.
So this is taking place in what month?
Third month.
Exodus 12, Brother Makati, young lion of Yahshua Judah. Exodus 12, verse 1 and 2.
Book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying,
tell you what?
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
This month shall be unto you the beginning of month.
Yes, sir.
It shall be the what first, month? The beginning of month.
What month?
The beginning of month.
This month.
Shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
13:4, what name is that on this month? 13:4, Brother Micaiah Israel.
The book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, this day came you out in the month Abib.
So this day came you out in the month Abib. Abib is equivalent to what month on the Gregorian calendar?
Mm-hmm.
What is it equivalent to?
April.
So, well, the children of Israel, the first month of the year is not January.
That's right.
We'll be out there trying to find where they're shaking them up and shaking them down on the New Year's Eve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, our New Year be come and go by this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first month is Abib, equivalent to April. So what is the third month we're working with here in Exodus 19?
June.
The third month will be June, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened in verse number 10 and 11? Exodus 19, 10 and 11. What took place in the third month?
Exodus chapter 19, verse 10 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Yahweh said unto Moses,
what did he say?
Go unto the people and sanctify them today,
mm-hmm.
and tomorrow.
Great.
And let them wash their clothes.
Verse 11, what do you say?
Verse 11.
Uh-huh.
And be ready against the third day.
Great.
For the third day, Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people of Mount Sinai.
Verse 16, what do you say?
Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And it came to pass on the third day in the morning,
mm-hmm.
that there were thunders and lightnings and the thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the thunder of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled.
So it said on the third day, right? In the third month, that there was thunder, lightning. And let's see what happens in verse number 19. And 20. Verse number 19, what do you say?
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long,
uh-huh.
and waxed longer and longer, louder and louder, sorry, Moses spake, and Yahweh answered him by a voice.
So, something that's taking place in this third month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if we can get a time frame on this third month in the book of Jubilee. Brother Makai Israel of C. Roy. Let's see if we can get a time frame. The book of Jubilee 15. Let's get verse number 1 through 9. Jubilee chapter 15, verse 1 through 9. Young lion from the tribe of Yahshua Judah.
The book
chapter
of Jubilee.
15, 1 through 9.
The book of Jubilee. chapter 15, verses 1 through 9.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1 reads.
What do you read?
And in the fifth year of the fourth week in this Jubilee, in the third month, in the middle of the month,
what happened?
Abram celebrated the feast of the first fruits of the grain harvest.
They celebrated the first fruit of the grain harvest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do, Mother D. of Israel, C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, hold that point. Let's see if we can get a, make it a little bit clearer in the book of Exodus 34. Sister Judith, Israel of C. Roy.
Hallelujah.
Let's see if we can make it a little bit clearer. In the book of Exodus 34, verse 22.
Exodus chapter 34, verse 22 reads,
what do you mean?
And thou shalt observe the feast of wheat, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of, with the end gathering at the year's end.
So the feast of the first fruit is the same as the feast of wheat, right? One and the same. First fruit. Feast of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So back to that Jubilee 15, 1 through 9, Brother Makai Israel, young lion from the tribe of young God Judah.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 15. You want me to pick it back up at verse 1?
Pick it back up at 1.
Okay, verse 1 down to 9. Verse 1 reads.
What do you mean?
In the fifth year of the fourth week of this Jubilee, in the third month, in the middle of the month, Abram celebrated the feast of the first fruits of the grain harvest.
So the feast of first fruits or the feast of wheat
celebrated
in the third month. We found out that when they was in the book of Exodus 19, the third month, all kinds of things took place. Right? So let's see what the third month, what is this all about in verse 2?
In verse 2 reads.
What do you read?
And he offered new offering on the altar.
So it is.
The first fruit of the produce.
Now we know what produce is, right?
Hallelujah.
And that's something that comes up out of the ground, right?
Fruits
right.
And veggies.
Go ahead, read up.
Unto Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And heifer, a goat, a sheep on the altar as a burnt sacrifice unto Yahweh.
Go ahead, read up.
Their fruit offering
mm-hmm.
and their drink offering. He offered upon the altar with frankincense. Verse 3.
Yes, sir.
And Yahweh appeared to Abram.
Now, Yahweh showed up to Abram, right?
Yes.
And what happened?
And said unto him.
What did he say?
I am Yahweh Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Above yourself.
Approve.
Approve yourself.
Go ahead.
Before me, be you perfect.
So he said, approve yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Before me.
Mm-hmm.
Be perfect.
Hallelujah.
Verse 4. What happened?
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And I will make my covenant between me and you. And I will multiply you exceedingly.
So you mean that Yahweh on the third month, in the middle of the month, which is called the feast of first fruit, or the feast of week, Yahweh entered into a covenant. Is that what it was all about?
That's what it was about.
Go ahead, read on. Verse 5, what did he say?
Verse 5 reads.
What did he read?
And Abram fell on his face.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh talked with him and said.
Said what?
Verse 6. Behold, my ordinance is with you. And you will be the father of many nations.
Go ahead.
Verse 7.
Uh-huh.
Neither will your name anymore be called Abram. But the name from henceforth. Even forever shall be Abraham.
Hold that point. We're coming back there. They said that Yahweh in the third month, right? At the first feast of first fruit.
That's right.
Yahweh entered into agreement, made a covenant with Abram.
Yes, he did.
Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy right quick. Sister J is Judith Israel of C. Roy. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26. Let me take this thing right quick. If I can pull it out. Deuteronomy, chapter 26. Let's begin at 15 through 19. Let's see what we're working with here. Deuteronomy 26,
26, verse 15 through 19. Look down from thy righteous habitation from heaven, and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey.
So he said, this is a land that floats with milk and honey. Over there, let's see what else about the land in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, Mother Z. Let's see what else about this land that floweth with milk and honey. Ezekiel 20, verse number 6. What else about this land, Mother Z?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 4.
Verse number 6. But you know the land is part of the company, right? Part of the agreement, right? Ezekiel 20, verse number 6. What else about your land, Sister Mother Z Israel of P. Roy?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 6. Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
In the day that I lifted up my hand unto them to bring them forth from the land of Egypt.
From the land of Egypt?
The land of Egypt unto the land that I have expired for them flows with milk and honey.
With milk and honey, go ahead.
Which is the glory of all lands.
Which is the greatest of all lands, right?
Okay.
So you got what I say? I spoke to your fathers that I would give you a land flowing with milk and honey, right?
Deuteronomy
26, verse 16. This is Judah, Israel, and see right.
Deuteronomy 26. Verse 16 reads,
what it reads?
This is the day Yahweh has commanded.
Verse 16, come on, let me hear real good. Yeah.
This day the Yahweh has commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thy mind. And with all thy soul.
Verse 17, what do you say?
Verse 17 reads,
what do you say?
Thou hast vowed the Yahweh this day to be thy Yahweh.
Now he say, you had a vow.
Yes.
This day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your Yahweh to be your Yahweh. Yahweh is trying to say something. What did they do?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, what did they do? In the book of Exodus, describe it in Exodus 24. Mother Z Israel C. Roy. Let's see if I can put it out in Exodus chapter 24. Let's see what I'm looking for here. They made a statement, Mother Z, that I would love to read if I could lay my eyes on.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what
I'm doing, Thomas. Yeah, I was.
Let me see if I can work that out there. Right? Let me see what I'm looking for. Exodus 24, Mother Z. And let's see that verse number. I want to get right to the point if I can. Exodus 24, verse number 7. What do you say, Mother Z? Exodus 24, verse 7.
Exodus 24. Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the book of the covenant.
Go ahead.
And read in the audience of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And they said.
And they said what?
All that the Yahweh has said will we do and be obedient.
So he said they said, right? All that Yahweh said will we do and be obedient. Look at that Deuteronomy 26, verse 17.
Deuteronomy 26, verse 17 reads,
what do you read?
Thou hast announced the Yahuwah this day to be thy Yahuwah, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his Torah instructions, and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice.
Verse 18, what he said?
18 reads, and the Yahuwah has avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he hath promised thee, and that thou
shouldest
keep all his Torah instructions.
They say Yahuwah has avowed you to be his peculiar people, right? Let's see if we can deal with that right quick. Brother Makai, Israel, C. Royal. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. What did Yahuwah about? Did he about that we'll be his peculiar people or what? Deuteronomy 7, verse 6.
But in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Verse 6 reads.
What do you read?
For you are a righteous people unto Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
So Yahuwah chose you to be what kind of people?
A special people.
Now let's go back to that Deuteronomy 26, and let's see how that sounds in that verse 18. We take that peculiar out, and we put in that word called a special people.
Deuteronomy 26, verse 18 reads,
what it read?
And the Yahuwah has avouched thee this day to be his special people, as he has promised thee.
Yahuwah.
Thou shouldest keep all his Torah instructions.
Verse 19 reads,
and to make thee high above all nations.
Make you high above all nations.
Which he hath made in praise and in name and in honor.
Good.
And that thou mayest be and righteous people unto the Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, as he hath spoken.
So Yahuwah said that he about, that means that something took place, right?
I got something else, if you don't mind me adding one more thing on that one.
Come on with it, brother.
Quick precept. Sister Jay, Sister Judy, you just got done reading that, right?
Yes.
Now read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 with that same thought.
Yeah, boy.
The same thought the elder just got done having you read over there in Deuteronomy, right? Remember, we just got done reading Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what now? What you get from Deuteronomy, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9?
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 reads, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and righteous nation, a special people. That you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Hallelujah. And back over to the air. I just wanted to pull that out.
So let me get a statement out of that. Now you said what we supposed to do again? Read that verse again, Sister Judy.
Verse 9, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. And righteous nation. A special people. That you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness.
So what is our duty?
To show forth
the praises of him who have called you out of darkness.
So let's see how we supposed to show forth his praises. Let's run to the 15th chapter, verse 37. 39 of Numbers. Let's see how we supposed to show forth his praises. Let's see. So we know our duties, right? So Judas?
Yes.
Our duties is to do what? To show forth his praises, right? Let's see what it says in the 15th chapter 37 and 38 of the book of Numbers.
Mm-hmm. Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 and 38.
Mm-hmm.
37 reads,
mm-hmm.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
mm-hmm.
verse 38, speak unto the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and bind them that
and
they
bid them. That means order them. That means this is an order. Once you know who you are, an order. What's the order here?
And bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout their generation,
mm-hmm.
and that they put upon the fringes of the borders
mm-hmm.
a
ribbon
of blue.
Mm-hmm. Where in other
verse? Verse 39. And it shall be unto you
mm-hmm.
for a fringe,
right?
That you may look upon it.
Okay.
And remember all the Torah instructions of the Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and do them.
Mm-hmm. And do what?
Do them.
Now, precept that to Matthew 5 and pick up verse 13 down to verse 16. Let's precept that to Judas to about the 5th chapter of Matthew, verse 13 down to verse 16. So now we know who we are. So he said, now, this is your duties by knowing who you are. Then he going to say something. Now, he'll come in the flesh, and he going to talk some more in the flesh. So it was passed on through the seals, and now he want to come himself by the order of his father. And what he says in 5:13 through 16.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. 13 reads,
mm-hmm.
You are the salt of the earth.
He said, you children of Israel, you are the salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But if the salt has lost his savior.
But if you lost your savior salt.
Yeah.
Wherewith shall it be salted?
Why should it be salted?
Henceforth, good for nothing.
So otherwise, if you know you're the salt of the earth, and you have lost that, he said you good for what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Go ahead, read.
But to be cast out.
To be what?
Cast out.
Yeah.
And to be trodden under foot of men.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Verse 14.
But now you got a choice now.
Mm-hmm.
Since you know what he's saying, so now either you're going to be good for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 14.
Right.
You are the light of the world.
But he said, but you, children of Israel, you are the who?
The light of the world.
Go ahead and read.
A city that is set on a hill cannot
be. And he called you a city.
Set on a hill.
Yeah, you're on the hill. So you know you Israel. Go ahead.
Verse 15.
What?
Neither do men light a candle.
Ain't the men nor any of the children of Israel, woman, man, you know this information. So now go ahead.
And put it under a...
Then you hide the information that you know.
Right.
Go ahead.
But on a candlestick.
Yeah.
And it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
Okay. So you will give the light to everybody to come in contact with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you hide your light, you just like everybody else. Good for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, read.
Verse
16. Listen to this.
Let your light so shine before me.
Let your light shine. So otherwise, let whatever Yahweh have showed us that make you shine, make it shine.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mother Z says, when I wear my fringes,
mm-hmm.
they will stop me and won't talk about these fringes.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to answer for them. Where are your fringes at? You see, that was Mother Z say. So we know what we got to do. We got to step out and put the world as secondary and let our light shine.
Mm-hmm.
We don't put our light away when we among those. We let our light shine instant in season and out of season. When you're about Yahweh's business, step to the plate and be about Yahweh's business.
Mm-hmm.
Let your light shine 24/24.
Mm-hmm.
Back to our elders.
I'm
going
to add one thing with that elder before you go.
I
was going to add that since he went there, we got to let our light shine.
Yes, sir.
And what did he say over there, Sister J, in Luke chapter 9, verse 26? What do you say in Luke chapter 9, verse 26?
Luke chapter 9, verse 26.
Yeah, and Mother D, you back up with Mark chapter 8, verse 38. I'm getting on back over to the elders.
Luke
What did he say over there in that Luke? Chapter 9, 26, and Mother D gonna get you from Mark 8, 38.
Luke chapter 9, verse 26 reads, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me.
Be ashamed of who?
Me.
Okay.
And of my words.
Mm-hmm. His words.
Of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the righteous and
and just read like it is.
And righteous angels.
Mm-hmm. So, Yahweh said, whosoever should be ashamed of him. What did he say? Read that again. Read that again, sister Judith.
For whosoever shall be ashamed of me.
Mm-hmm.
And of my word.
And of his word.
Of him shall be the Son of Man be ashamed.
So, Yahweh saying, he will be ashamed of you then when he comes back. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to pay him no mind then. He ain't going to pay you no mind. Like when we walk around, we got our shirts on. You know, we wear our fringes. We see how we walk around with our unity and Yahweh covenant shirts on. Expose that. Put that out there so everybody can see. So we can know they see Yahweh on these shirts. That's what we wear, this B-O-T-T-Y. When we go out, we ain't ashamed of no Yahweh. If you're covering up, you're doing anything, he's going to be ashamed of you. We putting it out there. We want these names shown. What you got over there, Mother?
Mark chapter 8, verse 38.
What do you say?
Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation.
Don't be ashamed of no Yahweh for these adulterous and sinful nature people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you got to say? What does it say?
Of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the greatness of his Father.
Oh, there go my friends. They coming around. We have them shirt. I want to see your father. The friends is on nothing like that. I don't want to know nothing. They don't know you thinking that, but you think. You thinking that we ain't on none of that.
Otherwise, we got to take this battle to them. And how we take this battle, we got to let our light shine. That means Yahweh told the children of Israel and the one he got. But this time, his forces of a true Israelite.
Mm-hmm.
We got to let these fringes and these names show. And when they bring it to you, be able to go in the book and take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can win souls and you get you a... And what it's all about is getting you a James 5:20 there, Sister Judas. This is what this thing is all about. Get us a James 5:20. Back there with more D.F. Israel and 25:21 of Matthew. This is what we all about. So the confrontation is on. We got to take it to them. And how we take it to them, when they ask you a question, what them friends you got on? What does that mean, Boston of Twitter? Like, what is that? You are united in the covenant of a YHW. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
We got to be prepared with the right spirit and win the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do so, look what happened in James 5:20. To the Judas bring it.
James chapter 5, verse 20, let him know that he was
converted
the sinner
right.
from the error of his ways.
Of their ways.
Of their ways. Shall save his soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins.
Mm.
So otherwise, Yahweh will give you a pass.
Mm-hmm.
So Yahweh will get, if you able to show somebody the way, then Yahweh will look at that when you on the clock say, you know, Judas here, she throws down in Grand South. That's a powerful name she carries.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Judas.
Mm.
That's a powerful name.
Mm.
That name was so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
When you read the fifth chapter of Judas, you're gonna say, my. This right here, this is an energy here.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you is able to face up confrontation, this woman Judas went before a army of the sons of Ham with just her handmaid. That's how she went to tell everybody else, big dignitary, y'all stay back here. I take care of this. That's the name Judas is. She's a take control, and she went out there to save her people. So we got opportunity to remember, Judas' spirit is back in somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? It might be in you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll watch you from the signs of the Bible. But one thing about it, she took it to the gate. Let them branches show. Let that name show. and she was worried up, and she was waiting on confrontation, but what kind of spirit did she have? Let's go to Proverbs 31. See what kind of spirit she had. Now, mm-hmm. she wasn't putting a hatchet to nobody, saw Sister Judith. See what kind of spirit she had on her. You know, I had a record a long time ago, Killing Me Softly. Killing Me Softly. 31:26. This is how she rolled. This is how Judas rolled in 31:26 of Proverbs.
Proverbs chapter 31:26 reads.
What?
She opened her mouth with wisdom.
With wisdom.
And in her tongue is
the law
of kindness.
Of kindness. She was able to, when they asked you, what you doing with them fringes on? What is that boss ever to his life? You able to take him to the side and say, you got a box? No?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, well, here's mine. Here's, let me show you why I do what I do.
Hallelujah.
You can kill him. What kind of way? Mm-hmm. What kind of way you can kill him?
With
kindness.
Wow.
Back to I.L.
Hallelujah. We found out that in Deuteronomy 26 that some abortion was going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh said, look at Israel, you about me just saying to be your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I take over that mission.
Hallelujah.
And we about him to be our Yahweh, right? Our forefathers and mothers said, oh, that Yahweh say we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be obedient.
Hallelujah.
Well, let's see what really transpired on that day, right? We know that day was around the third month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Jeremiah. Let's say this speak. Jeremiah chapter 2. Look at verse number 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what did Yahweh and Israel enter into in the deepest sense of the word about. Let's see if we can break it down.
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, and 3.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying,
then what?
Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus says Yahweh, I remember you.
Now, you know, at this time when Jeremiah was on the scene, the Holy Kingdom was nowhere to be found, right?
Right.
So this is about Yahweh Judah. He said, now go cry in the ears of Yahweh Judah, said, thus says Yahweh, come on.
The kindness of...
Pick it back up at the top of that.
Oh.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm. Go and cry in the ears of Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, saying,
say what?
Thus says Yahweh.
Thus says Yahweh. Come on.
I remember you, the kindness of your youth,
mm-hmm.
the love of your espousal.
He says the love of your espousal. Go ahead.
When you wentest after me in the wilderness,
mm-hmm.
in the land in a land that was not known.
So, verse number 3, what do you say?
Verse 3. Israel was righteous mm-hmm. unto Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And the first fruits of
Israel were what?
Mm-hmm.
First fruits, right?
Of his increase.
Mm-hmm.
All that devoured him shall offend.
Mm-hmm.
Evil shall come upon them, said Yahweh.
So, Israel and Yahweh, they get into a deep,
I just said. Good.
Mm-hmm. Is that what happened?
Good.
He said, you wouldn't have to be in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
You was righteousness had to be, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And the first fruit of his increase.
Mm-hmm.
But let's run to the book Exodus right quick. Let's follow that statement up. Brother Micaiah Israel C. Roy. Let's run to Exodus chapter 23 right quick. And let's pick it up at Exodus 23, verse number 13 through 17. Exodus 23, verse number 13 through 17, Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Roy.
The book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 13 down to 17.
Mm-hmm.
13 reads.
What do you read?
In all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect
mm-hmm.
and make no mention of the name of both Yahweh. Neither let it be heard out of your mouth.
Mm. 14, what did he say?
14, read. Three times you shall keep a feast unto me in the year.
Mm-hmm.
unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded you, in the time appointed of the month Abib. For in it you came out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty.
Verse 16, what do you say?
16, read. In the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labor, which you have sown in the field, in the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when you have gathered in your labors out of the field.
Verse 17.
3 times in a year, all the males shall appear before Yahweh.
So we read that Yahweh entered into an agreement with Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said that you vouch me to be your Yahweh, and I vouch you to be my special people. Now, you know, they say that was back then in the old days, right?
Mm-hmm.
They say that, well, that was way back when, right?
Right.
But let's see, Sister Judith Israel. Let's see if Peter made a statement in the new book. We're going to follow it up with a statement in the old book as well. We're going to try to tie it in together. Let's do Acts chapter 2. Let's think of that verse number 13. Acts chapter 2, verse 13. I mean verse number 38 and 39. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39, Sister Judith Israel of C. Roy.
Acts chapter 2, verse
38
and
39.
Yes, ma'am. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 reads, Then Peter said unto them,
what do you say?
Repent,
mm-hmm.
and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm.
For the remission of sin.
Good.
And you shall receive the gift of the righteous spirit. Verse 39. For the promise is unto you.
For the promise is unto you.
And to your children. And to all that are afar off. Even as many as the Yahweh, our Yahweh, shall call.
They say the promise is to you. And to your children. To as many that is afar off. Let's look at Deuteronomy 29, Brother D. of Israel. Let's look at Deuteronomy 29, the speaking of that verse number 9 through 15. Let's see if we can make it sound good if nothing else, Brother D. Deuteronomy 29, verse number 9 through verse number 15. Let's see what took place. We found out that Israel was the first group, right?
First group.
Deuteronomy 29, let's speak of that verse number 9.
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep therefore the words of this covenant.
So he said, keep therefore the words of this covenant. Go ahead.
And do them.
Go ahead.
That you may prosper in all you do.
Now he said, keep therefore the words of this covenant. Hold that point. Mother D. Israel, see you right. Let's see if we can pull out a statement in the book of Deuteronomy. Make that Exodus 34. Let's look at verse 27. Exodus 34, verse 27. Mother, Zeke Israel, see you, Roy.
Exodus chapter 34, verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27.
What do you read?
And the Yahweh said unto Moses.
What do you say?
Write these words.
Is it right to you? These words, great.
Well, after the tenor of these words,
mm-hmm.
I have made a covenant with you and with Israel.
Verse 32, what do you say?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. Verse 22.
Verse 22.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall observe the Feast of Weeks.
Great.
Of the first fruit.
Of the first fruit, great.
A wheat harvest. And the Feast of Ingathering at the year's end.
Look, what was the part of this covenant that Yahweh made between him and Israel?
That you should do the feast.
The feast of weeks. That was the tenor of these words, right? Deuteronomy 29, let's take it like verse number 10, Mother GF 10 through 15.
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 10 through 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
You stand this day, all of you, before Yahweh, your captain of your tribe, your elders, your officers, with all the men of Israel.
Verse 11, what did he say?
Verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Your little ones, your wives, and your strangers, and thy stranger that is in thy camp.
Mm-hmm.
From the hewing of the wood.
From the hewing of your wood. Unto
the drawing of your water.
There we
go. Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
That thou shouldest to covenant with Yahweh, your Yahweh, and unto his oath which Yahweh, thy Yahweh, made with thee this day.
Verse 13, come up.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
That he may establish thee today for a people unto himself.
Yes.
And that he may be unto thee, Yahweh. Yes. He has said unto thee, and as he has sworn unto your father, to Abraham,
to Isaac,
and to Israel.
Come on, verse 14.
Verse 14. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath.
So he said, neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath. Verse 15.
But with him that standeth here with us this day, before Yahweh, our Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and also with him that is not here with us this day.
He said, mm-hmm. I made this agreement with those that was there that day,
mm-hmm.
and those that was not there that day, right?
Right.
Let's see if we can break that down. Yeah. Who was not there? Who was this agreement with? In the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, Sister A.B. and Peter, so you're right. Psalm 78, let's get 1 through 5. Psalm 78. Verse number 1 through 5. Sister A.B. and Peter, you're right.
Psalm chapter
78. Mm-hmm. Verse number 1 through 5. Psalm 78. Verse number 1 through 5.
Psalm chapter 78, verse 1 through 5.
Uh-huh.
Verse 1.
Yes,
ma'am. Give ear, O my people, to my Torah and instruction.
Uh-huh.
And cleanse your ears to the word of my mouth.
Good.
No problem belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
I will open my mouth with it in a parable.
I will open my mouth in a parable, glory.
I will utter dark sayings of old.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of Yahweh and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
For he established the Torah, the covenant in Israel,
uh-huh.
and appointed the Torah instructions in Israel, which is the commandment of our Father.
which he commanded our fathers.
All right. Yeah. Now, that new, we're going to bring in that young lion. From the tribe of Yahda Judah, Brother Titus Israel will see you, Roy, if I see it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, bro.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Before you go there, give me James, John 14 first. Yeah, before you go to that Daniel. Right, you made John chapter 14. Okay. All right, John chapter 14. Pick up at verse 17.
John chapter 14, verse 17. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not.
He said, even the spirit of truth. Okay, the spirit of truth. All right, the spirit of truth. All right, Mother Z. The spirit of truth here. Give me John 14. Matter of fact. All right, John 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. Yeah, same book. Yeah, same chapter. John chapter 14, verse 6.
St. John chapter 14, verse 6. Yahweh said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto me. Unto thee, no man come unto the Father but by me.
God says, I'm the way, the truth. Mm-hmm. This truth is. Okay. All right, before we go there, give me that Psalms 119 real quick. You want the Psalms 119?
I got one. 119? Psalm 119, what, brother?
All right, Psalm chapter 119. Let's see what I want. Psalm 119. All right, 151. Psalms 119, 151.
119. 151
with me.
119, 51.
Psalms 119,
151. Oh, 151. You told me to do it, but
Tiger. You
told me to do it.
Yeah, Psalms 119, 151.
Psalms 119, verse 151.
Yeah, 151.
Oh, that's 151.
And 142.
Where we at, Brother Tyson?
Let me catch up.
Anything on your mind other than taking care of Yahuwah's business.
from doing thy pleasure on my righteous day.
You're doing what you want, what you think, your own pleasure. You want to light yourself.
And call the Sabbath a delight.
You called it a delight.
The righteous of the Yahuwah, honorable and self-honor him.
Your man is supposed to be honoring him. He should be honoring him.
Yeah.
And Moni, go ahead.
Not doing thine own ways, nor
not doing your own ways. That means that you have your own mindset. Lean on to your own understanding. Go ahead.
Nor finding thy own pleasure.
Uh-huh.
Nor speaking thy own words.
No, I'm going to speak worldly. Speaking your own words. I'm going to speak worldly. I'm going to speak who won the game, all this other nonsense.
Verse 14. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth,
mm-hmm.
and feed thee with the heritage of Israel, thy father,
mm-hmm.
for the mouth of the Yahuwah has spoken it.
The mouth of Yahuwah has spoken it.
Mm-hmm. And let me jump in with you. And what did he say, Mother D, over there in Isaiah chapter 56, verse 1 and verse 2? And then Sister Abir, go to Ezekiel chapter 20. Pick it up at verse 12 and verse 20.
Isaiah chapter 56, verses 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Thus says Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
keep you judgment and do justice.
Mm-hmm.
For my salvation is near to come.
So we know Yahuwah's salvation is near to come for those who, what do you say, keep what?
Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And do justice.
And do justice. For those who go do that, who do them Torah instructions,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, will be just with them. What does he say in the next verse, too?
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the man or woman that doeth this.
So you blessed if you do this. What do you say?
And the sons of man that lay hope on it.
And you lay hope on this. That's what you hope. You lay hope on this. What do you say?
That keepeth the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm. You keep the Sabbath.
From polluting.
From polluting it.
And keep his hand from doing any evil.
And keep your hand from doing any evil. What do you say over there in the book of Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12?
Yeah, Yahweh.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
to be a sign between me and them.
So we under a sign, right? Mm-hmm. Who he gave these Sabbaths to that's under sign? Daughter Yahuwah. What you reading over there in the book of Exodus? Go to chapter 31. Who he gave this sign to? Let's find out who he gave this sign to. Daughter Yahuwah, pick it up at Exodus chapter 31, verse 12. We tell him not to pollute this Sabbath day. Who's doing the speaking?
Yahuwah.
All right, what'd he say? So we know Yahuwah's doing the speaking. What'd he say then?
Speak thou also unto the children of Israel.
All right. All right, what'd he say to the children of Israel?
Truly my Sabbath you shall keep.
Uh-huh.
For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations that you may know that I am the Yahuwah that doeth sanctify you.
So Yahuwah sent the children of Israel to not pollute his Sabbath day as a sign between us and our Father. Is that what we read?
Yes.
Okay, what do you finish that up for us, Mother? Back in Ezekiel. We're going back to Ezekiel chapter 20. I mean, matter of fact, you want to read that? What? Sister, who's that reading that? Sister Abir?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sister Abir. I'm sorry about that, Mother D.
Ezekiel chapter
20,
verse
12. Yeah, pick that 12 back up.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
to be a sign between me and them,
mm-hmm.
that they might know that I am Yahuwah.
Uh-huh.
So,
Yahuwah is the one that sanctified us. And he said we keep these Sabbaths between our Maker, our Father, our Yahuwah. We under that sign, right? It's a covenant we under, right?
Right.
All right. What did he say in verse 20 and 21?
20 and 21. Verse 20. And hallow my Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Read verse 19.
Verse 19. I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 18.
Verse 18. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your father, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourself in their eyes.
What they do in 21?
21. Notwithstanding the children rebelled against me.
So these are rebellious people, huh?
Yeah.
What did he say?
They walk not in my statutes.
So they ain't walking those Torah instructions. They want to pollute the Sabbath day. What does he say?
Neither kept my judgments to do them. Which if a man do, he shall even live in them.
Need to do what?
He shall even live
in them. So if a man or a woman, if they do his Sabbath and keep from polluting it, he go live in them, right?
Yes.
So what he say in the book of Leviticus? We're going to go to chapter 24, verse 8. Daughter Yahuwah. What did he say in Leviticus chapter 24, verse 8?
What was that last verse y'all was reading again?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 21.
21. Hey, read that verse 20 one more time. Read that verse one more time, verse 20. One more again. Read that verse 20 again. 19 and 20. But it's a precept in there that I know that we have to have this in our message. 19 and 20 again.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 19 and 20. I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Okay.
Walk in my statutes.
Okay.
And keep my judgments.
Yes.
And do them.
Okay.
Verse 20. And hallow my Sabbath.
Go ahead.
And they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Go ahead. I'm still missing the verse. I want the verse 21. Okay.
21. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me.
Mm-hmm.
They walked not in my statutes, and neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them.
I'm still missing a verse. You was reading something about the children was in the wilderness.
18.
Okay, that's the verse I want. I want that verse there. But come on back, give me that verse there.
18.
I see. I hear something in that verse that a precept needs to come out with that verse. Come on.
Verse 18, but I said unto their children in the wilderness.
Yeah. So I said to their children,
in the wilderness.
In the wilderness, go ahead.
Walk you not in the statutes of your father, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols.
So he said this to the children of Israel that was in the wilderness, right?
Right.
Now, Moses of Israel, run to Acts. And read the way you see it, and I want to make sure we clear that we know this. In the book of Acts, chapter 7, let's look at that verse 38. Let's look at verse 38. Read, just like you said now, so when we see these words, we're supposed to know clearly in our mind what to put there and keep it moving, and when they squeal, then you take them back to the verse that 20, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Now, read verse 38.
You said read it exactly.
Yeah, exactly, because it's a point we bring it out.
All right. Acts chapter 7, verse 38.
Mm-hmm.
This is he that was in the church in the wilderness.
Well, wait a minute. What church was in the wilderness we just got to read? What church was that in the wilderness? The children of Israel. So when you see this word church, what do it mean? That was in the wilderness.
Hallelujah.
So you have to be able to see these things unfold. This word church is only polluted and a corrupt word for what? But you got to read the children of Israel in there in 38. And every time you see the word church, you put the children of Israel there. And when they squeal, then you go back and dump the mother load on them. Y'all got it?
Hallelujah.
That's why we got to take it to the gate now. That's why we got to step out of it with our fringes on, step out with them garments on, step out with your name, because we know you're going to run to confrontation. This way you get your, this way, okay, set you free. This is where we taking the gate to them, because we understand that the word church don't belong there, period, because it was the children of Israel that was in the wilderness that went against Yahweh, not this body of church members.
Mm-hmm.
Back over to Brother Micaiah.
Now, who was picking that up for me? Matter of fact, daughter Yahweh, what you was going to read? Leviticus 24, chapter 8, right? All right, and then after you get done reading Leviticus 24, chapter 8, go pick up Isaiah 26, verse 3. What he say in Leviticus chapter 24, verse 8? Since we know about this Sabbath day and it's a sign between us and our maker, Yahweh, So we know we under a covenant, and this Sabbath day is a sign. We got to keep it from polluting. So how we do this Sabbath day, daughter of Yahweh? We got to keep from polluting it. Guys, what's going on in Leviticus 24, verse 8? What did he say?
Every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath.
He shall keep it in order.
He or she should set it in order before Yahweh.
He or she shall set it in order before Yahweh continually.
Okay, how long?
Forever.
Uh-huh, continually, right?
Being taken.
Mm-hmm.
From the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
This is an everlasting covenant, right? So if you will be Israel in order with Yahweh continually, and to do this, it means you got to be Isaiah 26, verse 3. What are you reading, Isaiah 26, verse 3? Daughter of Yahweh. What are you reading, Isaiah 26, verse 3? Yeah, take your time and get on over there and let that feed in you for a little second. What did Isaiah 26, verse 3 read?
Thou will keep him in perfect peace, mm-hmm. and stay on
him. Hold on, slow down. What did he say again in that verse 3? And take it slow.
Will keep him or her in perfect peace.
So how do you, keep going?
Whose mind
stays
on thee,
mm-hmm.
because
mind?
He or her
mm-hmm.
trusted in thee.
So how you get your peace?
If your mind on B-Y-W-H, Yahweh.
Okay, and that's where we at. On the Sabbath day, we keep our mind stayed on Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Let me
and
get,
that's how we get
let
out
Let me get a precept on that, young Titus. Young lion, give me 2 Timothy 4, 1 down to verse 5. Let me get a precept on that.
All right, 2 Timothy.
Chapter 4, 1 down to verse 5. Young lion, brother Titus, what did it say?
All right, we're going to 2 Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. I charge you therefore before Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and Yahweh the Son,
mm-hmm.
who should judge the quick and the dead,
mm-hmm.
at his appearing.
So why the one that's living and the one that's dead, they're going to be judged when? When he get here.
Go ahead, read.
All right. He'll take care of when he get here.
Verse 2. Go ahead.
Teach the word. So what we got to do now?
Teach.
So we got to be prepared, Sister Judas Israel,
mm-hmm.
to teach this word.
Mm-hmm. The incident season?
I mean, in class?
In
mm-hmm.
class. All right. Out of season.
Mm-hmm. Out of the class.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be ready to go wherever we at. This is our job to do. Go ahead and read.
Mm-hmm. Reprove.
And then you got to reprove them.
Rebuke.
Then you got to rebuke them. That means correct them.
Mm-hmm. Exhort with all long
suffering. Now you got to build them up there, Sister Judas. Now you got to build them up.
Mm-hmm.
Once you don't reprove them, show them where they're at. Now you got with kindness, you got to build them up now. Go ahead.
And doctrine teaches.
And you got to use the book. Don't use your personal experience or this is where I've been, this is where I'm going. Use the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now hold that point, Mother Dear Bishop. Give me, make sure that doctrine is what we're using in 4 verse 2 of the book of Proverbs. What doctrine is this? What doctrine that we got to deal with? So we got a big job ahead of us, Sister Judith. Mm-hmm. And we and all hands on deck.
Mm-hmm.
Instant in season, out of season. We got to get good reports. That means you got to step out there knowing that you're prepared to win some souls to get your James 5:20.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 2.
Listen good.
For I gave you good doctrine.
I gave you good doctrine.
Forsake you not my Torah instruction.
Don't forsake the first five books. So that's what doctrine means. The first five books. Come on back there, young Titus.
All right. Back at 2 Timothy again. Okay. All right. I'm at verse 3.
Listen to this.
For the time will come, but they will not endure sound doctrine.
The time is now. The time is now. Everybody got their hand on our book, and we got to get their hands off of our book. That time is now.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
But after their own lust.
But they're going to do their own thing. That's good.
Shall he to themselves teachers.
What kind of way?
Having each year.
They're going to lead the principle of the word of Yahweh, just find somebody to make them feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't going to play it like this. We're going to tell what the Bible's saying. We're going to stick by the Bible to get our blessings in Yahweh. Go ahead and read.
Verse 4.
What?
But they should turn away their ears from the truth.
And they have turned their way their ears from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, brothers and sisters are learning more out of class than in class.
That's right.
When they was members in class, now they high priests. Now they seal. They everything out of class, but when you was in class, you just was a member.
Yeah.
But now you got everything, and everybody around you act the way you act, walk around like you got swords in the mouth and vinegar. No free spirit whatsoever, because Yahweh is not with you. If your spirit ain't right, Yahweh is not with you. Go ahead.
And she be turned into fables.
And she can be turned to lies.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Verse 5.
Listen to this.
But watch now.
In all things.
Endure affliction.
But go through the affliction.
Do the work of okay.
Just read what you said.
Evangelist.
Do the work of evangelist.
Make full proof of your ministry.
Mm.
And how you do that? Go to first Thessalonians chapter 5, there, Brother Titus, to see how you make full proof of your ministry. See, the Bible tell you everything. You just got to have the right spirit to know how to turn to it and deal. But you ain't going to deal if you are letting personal things get in your way when it's time for Yahweh's time. Because everybody going to be tried. And this is where you're supposed to step up. When you say, okay, this is a trial on me. Now watch me step up to the plate. And stay in my Yahweh. We're going to the fifth chapter, and we're going to look at what we have to do. Verse 20 to 22. First Thessalonians chapter 5. Brother Titus, pick up verse 20 to 22. Listen good.
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20 to 22.
What does it say?
Despise not prophesying.
Always prophesy. Go ahead.
21, prove all things.
And always prove all things.
Hold fast that which is good.
And what is good that we can read, Sister Judith? What is good that we can read in Romans chapter 7, verse 12? What's good that we can read back up with A.B. of Phoebus and Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 and 17? So what is good? We're supposed to hold fast what's good. What is good? 7:12, Sister Judas, Israel, bring it.
Romans chapter 7, verse 12 reads, wherefore the law is righteous.
Right.
And the commandment righteous.
Right.
And just and good.
So what's good? That's what's good, Sister Judas. The Torah instruction, first five books.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's good. Hold fast what's good. Come on, A.D. Bring it. What?
And behold, one came and said unto him.
What did it say?
Good master.
What did he call him?
Good master.
Good master.
What good things shall I do that I may have eternal verse 17. And he said unto him, why callest you me good? There is none good but one.
Mm.
That is Yahweh the Father.
Mm-hmm.
But if you will enter into life.
So if you want this life thing, what?
Keep
the first five books. So if you want this right thing, this life thing, this good stuff, keep the Torah instructions. Because when somebody tell you, oh, okay, what you doing now? Let's read the Bible. Well, I'm good. Well, how you good? You're good only if you read you in the Bible.
Well,
I'm good already. Ma'am, I'm good, ma'am. Well, how you good? Good, but keeping what I'm pretty brain kissing.
Yeah.
So you ain't good. You obviously are good. You bad. So that's exactly what's going on. Back to Brother Titus.
Okay, I got a couple of precepts
hallelujah,
on that good.
Hallelujah, bro.
Yeah, I got a couple of precepts on that good. Sister Judah Israel, give me Baruch chapter 2, verse 1. Baruch chapter 2, verse 1. Page 102.
Chapter 1. Therefore, the Yahweh have made good his word, which he pronounced against us and against our judges.
Right, leadership. Against judges. Go ahead.
And judge Israel.
Yahweh.
Against our kings.
Mm-hmm.
And against our princes. And against the men of Israel and Judah.
Call that verse out again for Judas.
Baruch chapter 2, verse 1.
So Yahweh had done what again? What did he do again? So I want to make sure you just ain't parakeeting over that word. See, you just got to read some good stuff. Therefore what?
Therefore, the Yahweh have made good.
Yahweh have made what?
Good.
Good.
His word.
His word. So what's good?
His word.
His word.
Hallelujah.
And when it's all said and done about good by his word, Sister Judas, go to 13 chapter verse 38 of 2nd Ezra. Let's see what you will be judged by. When it's all said and done, he'll make good his word, and we tell you what's going to get you good, his word. Now we're going to 2nd Ezra 13:38. Let's find out what, when it's all said and done. 2nd
Ezra chapter 13, verse 38.
Yes, ma'am.
And shall lay before them.
And he's going to lay before them.
Their evil thoughts.
Their evil thoughts.
And the torment.
And the torment
wherewith they shall begin to be tormented.
And they're going to be tormented.
Which are like unto a flame.
They're going to be like to what?
A flame.
A flame.
And he shall destroy them.
And he will destroy them.
Without labor.
Without labor.
By the Torah instruction.
By the Torah instruction.
Which is like unto fire.
And that's going to be fire. So what's going to tear your tail up is you not keeping his law.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to burn your tail up. By not keeping the law the way he got it written.
Mm-hmm.
He going to lay before you. You didn't keep the law. Well, I defiled myself for a minute. So what? What I tell you to do? Incident season, out of season.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes out of my business, take care of my business and go back to the world business. Keep your mind on me when it comes down to my day and my business.
Mm-hmm.
I got one day.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your mind on me that one day, and I will keep you in perfect peace.
Well,
back to Brother Titus Israel.
Okay, that was 2nd Ezra 13:38.
Mm-hmm.
I got some Brother Titus on that sheet.
Well, D.F. Israel said, I got some.
Hallelujah.
I got some on that, Brother Titus. Young man, I got some.
Hey.
I got some.
Hey.
That's a hallelujah. Well, what you got there, Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy?
Galatians chapter 6, verses 16. And it reads, and as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them.
Peace.
And mercy upon children of Israel of Yahweh.
Children of Israel who?
Of Yahweh.
Yahweh. With the polluted word called the church.
Mm.
Excellent. Back over to Brother Titus.
All right. Yahweh. Okay. All right. So he said that that word like it's a flame, right? In 2 Ezra 13:38. All right, Mother Z. Give me Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. And you hold something, Sister Judith? Okay, give me Jeremiah 23:29. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14.
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Wherefore, thus said the Yahweh of hosts, because he speaks these words, behold, I will make my word in your mouth fire, and the people
this
people would, and it shall devour them.
It shall devour them. Alright, Jeremiah 23:29.
Is not my word like a fire, says the Yahweh, mm-hmm. and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces.
Mm-hmm. Okay, rock in pieces. Okay.
I ain't catch that word.
Jeremiah 23:29. Okay. All right. Okay, another. Oh, yeah. I'm coming back on that. On that good, I got another one. On that good. Psalms 100, verse 5.
Psalms chapter 100, verse 5. For Yahweh is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Yahweh is good.
Mm-hmm.
Mercy is everlasting.
Call your verse out again.
Psalms 100, verse 5.
I got one.
You got one over there, Sister A.B.?
Psalms 136, verse 1. Give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Yahweh. That was Psalms 136, verse 1. Yahweh. All right, so that is good. Okay, what else is good? You can also can tie in. Give me Deuteronomy 10. Mm-hmm. Go to the heavy tablets. Always go to the heavy tablets. Real quick, Deuteronomy 10 chapter. Sister Judith Israel. Give me Deuteronomy chapter 10 real quick. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Let me get there real quick. All right, verse 13 real quick.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13 reads, to keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good.
Your good. Okay. To keep it, what else you got to have on you in verse 12, real quick?
Verse 12 reads, and now Israel, what thou the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, require of thee?
What is Israel? What Yahweh, your Yahweh required of you, Israel? Go ahead.
But to fear the Yahweh.
Okay, it says, but to fear Yahweh. What this fear starts with? But to fear Yahweh. How do you fear Yahweh? How do you fear Yahweh?
That we can read.
That we can read.
How you fear Yahweh?
That we can read.
We can read. How do you fear Yahweh?
That we can read.
That we can read. How do you feel, Yahweh?
If you don't get no answer, then bring it out there, Titus, if you don't get an answer quick enough, no dead face, because you got
to. Right. All right, let's go to Psalms. All right, let's go to Psalms real quick. Go to Psalms 111. Psalms 111, verse 10. Psalms 111, verse 10.
Call the name out.
All right, Mother Z. Psalms 111, verse 10.
Verse 10. The fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
Uh-huh.
A good understanding have all you that do his Torah instruction. His praise is the good forever.
Praise good forever.
So how do you get a good understanding, Mother Z? How do you get a good understanding?
The fear of Yahweh is
the
beginning of wisdom.
But how do you get a good understanding?
Yeah,
according to that verse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And you teachers y'all gotta point that out. Because one thing about it, we're not parroting anything. We gotta make sure we gotta be clear about what this. We can read about the scripture, but we gotta know what we read.
How'd you get a good understanding?
Huh? How'd
you get a good understanding?
Oh, see, that's what we want to hear. So a good understanding is one to do what? So that's how you get a good understanding. You're not getting an understanding that come up another way. You'll get the understanding by keeping the Torah instruction first by books. That's how you'll get a good understanding. That's how you get a good understanding. That means you got to assemble yourself among the ones that have the understanding so they can wipe off on you.
Mm-hmm.
See? So that's how you get a good understanding, by assembling yourself.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Let me ask someone with you this wisdom. Let me go, Mother D. You go to Rock. Chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Let me get
verse 1, verse 11, down to 13, and verse 16, 18. Okay, man. Put that pen on it, Mother D of Israel. Put that pen on it.
Write it down.
Yeah, take off after you wrote it down.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the game changer right there. Always get it down on paper first.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can take off.
Yeah, paper first. We're going to Rock chapter 1. We're going to read verse 1. We're going to read verse 11 down to verse 14.
Then we go, 14.
Yes, ma'am. Then we're going to read 16, 18.
18. Mm-hmm. All right. Sirach, chapter 1, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
All wisdom comes from Yahweh.
All wisdom comes from who?
From Yahweh.
All wisdom comes from Yahweh, huh?
And is with him forever.
So this wisdom is with Yahweh forever. And I'll come from Yahweh. What do you say in verse 11?
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of Yahweh is honor.
Uh-huh.
And mm-hmm. greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And gladness.
Mm-hmm.
And a crown of rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12. The fear of Yahweh maketh a merry mind.
Mm-hmm. So we just got to find out. Remember that the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, we read, right? Okay, so Yahweh said that the fear of Yahweh maketh a merry mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we know his wisdom also is the Torah instructions, right?
Right.
So your mind got to be on these Torah instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And what else it does?
And give us joy
mm-hmm.
and gladness
mm-hmm.
and a long life.
So this is what all the Torah instructions give you.
Uh-huh.
If you got that wisdom of Yahweh, when our wisdom comes from Yahweh, this is what the fear of Yahweh gives you.
Uh-huh.
You get the wisdom, and with the wisdom you get a merry mind. Because your mind going to be on Yahweh.
A merry mind. Go ahead.
and then you go get give it joy.
Then you get joy.
He said you get glad.
And then you get glad.
All this is what the Torah structure brings. In a long life.
In a long life.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the sign that we are looking for in voices.
Of the truth is alive.
That is the sign right there. See, we know when you know you're going to go through this thing, but this is the meaning you're supposed to have,
mm-hmm.
instant, in season, and mm-hmm. out of season. You just got to read it.
Mm-hmm.
See? You just got to read it.
Wow. Verse 13.
Whoso fears Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
it shall go well with
them. Uh-huh.
Go well with them. At what?
At the last.
At the last. Uh-huh.
And he shall find favor in the day of his death.
Hold on.
Oh.
Yahweh said at the last,
uh-huh.
it should go well with you if you fear Yahweh. Now, who going to pull me out about this last? You see, I might need you over there, Elder. Something of Chrome crossed my mind. I don't think I'd tie this Genesis in. I'm at Ecclesiastes chapter 1, right? When he said at the last, I want to see some, what days we have right now. In Genesis.
You going to Genesis?
Yeah, chapter 49.
Are we off what?
Verse 1. What do you say over there, Sister A.B.? In Genesis 49. Verse 1. What do you say over here?
Genesis chapter 49. Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel called unto his son, and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
Okay, and read verse 28. Mm-hmm.
All these are the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it that their father spake unto them.
Stop right there. Now, he's telling them what was going to be falling in the last days, right?
Yes.
And Yahweh just let us know in the book of Sirach chapter 1. What do you say about in that verse 13?
Whoso fears Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
It shall go well with them
mm-hmm.
at the last.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall find favor in the day of his death.
So he said in the last, right? And today we're living in the last days. Mm-hmm. So in these last days, he's saying, whosoever should fear Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And with him, he go find his favor with Yahweh and his death. Because he's going to do these Torah instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going to happen in these last days. This is what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. Who's going to do this?
And also we're looking for the whoso. And we're going to read who the whoso he's telling us to. In Acts chapter 2 there, Brother Micaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out who the whoso he's talking to that will be doing this in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to the book of Acts. And we're going to Acts chapter 2. And find out who's going to be doing this, whoso,
mm-hmm.
in verse 21.
Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
21 reads.
What it reads.
And it shall come to pass.
And it shall come to pass.
That whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved.
And yeah, verse 22.
22. Ye man of Israel.
Right.
Hear these words.
Oh, so the whoso is still pointed back to the children of Israel. Whosoever the children of Israel hear his word, you will be saved in these last days,
mm-hmm.
and you in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run all the way up to Joel, because he pulled that from Joel. Let's see if he told what he says. He pulled it from Joel in 2:27-28, and then we'll get down to verse 32. Let's find out. Well, see, we got to be clear, this whosoever is still pointing the same people that have been trodden down. Call the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you get ready, whosoever the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
this is on you.
Book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 27, 28, 32.
Listen to this.
27, read.
What it read?
And you should know that I am in the midst of Israel.
I'm in the midst of Israel, and make it plain.
And that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else.
And none else. Nobody gets the credit, but it's Yahweh. Don't be astonished when you tell them the name is Yahweh. Because, listen, he only is the Yahweh of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And David's right there.
And my people, Israel, should never be ashamed.
And my people, Israel, folks, should never be ashamed about this.
Verse 28.
Listen.
And it should come to pass.
And it'll come to pass. Afterwards, O children of Israel.
That I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh of the children of Israel.
Excellent.
And your sons.
And your son.
And your daughter.
Of the children of Israel.
Shall prophesy.
Of the children of Israel.
Your
do
old man shall dream, dream.
Dream, dream.
Your young man shall see visions of the children of Israel.
And you got to have one thing right, the children of Israel. You got to have verse 32 right.
Verse 32 read.
What?
And it shall come to pass that whosoever
of the children of Israel,
of the children of Israel,
shall
call on the name of Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. YHWH.
Go ahead and read.
Shall be delivered.
Shall be delivered. So that's what you got to tell your offspring. If you call on the name of YHWH and keep his covenant, you shall be delivered at the time appointed when his spirit will fall on everybody. You will be delivered because you will be doing the 65:13-14, Brother Micaiah, of Isaiah. This is what you will be doing when everybody run around trying to figure this thing out. You will be a 65:13-14 of Isaiah. What does it say there, young lion? Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 13 and verse 14.
Listen good.
13 read.
What it read?
Therefore. Thus says Yahweh.
Oh, this is what Yahweh said.
Behold.
What?
My servant shall eat.
My servant is going to eat. I don't care what they got out there going on. My servant is going to eat. That's why he told now, roll your sleeves up. You got the land. South, north, east, west.
That's right.
In front of the temple. Waiting on you. Let's get in and let's put the bricks down because my servant is going to do what?
My servant shall eat.
Well, who is my servant that we can read?
Yahweh.
There, Brother Titus. Let's back up to 25:55 of Leviticus. Who is my servant that's going to eat that we can read?
I'm
going to the book of Leviticus of the heavenly tablets. Leviticus chapter 25. Verse 55, Leviticus 25.
My servant's going to eat. He had to put it there because he knew you knew 25:55.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read.
Leviticus 25, verse 55.
What?
For unto me.
Unto me.
The children of Israel are servants.
Go ahead.
They are my servants.
They are my servants. Mm-hmm.
Whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. Hard bondage.
So, go ahead.
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
See, we got to understand something. That Bible is a code for you to understand time to wake up, children of Israel. He got everything before us. It's time now to see what you're made of because all the big dignitaries, they buy up all the land everywhere just to keep you from putting anything down.
That's right.
Yahweh put all the land before voices of it to his life, south, east, north, west. We got to get in and secure this land and put our bricks down, put our cans there, and be ready to eat when the famine hit them. Or you can walk up in the store and pay $10 for a banana. It's up to you. Mm-hmm. We tell you up in front, a wise silver will instruct his people. Jeremiah 40, verse 4, what did it read there, Brother Titus?
We're going to Jeremiah to see it. Jeremiah chapter 40. Well, Jeremiah chapter 40, verse 4 reads.
What
Jeremiah
read?
Chapter 40, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And now behold, I loose you this day.
Now he said, I'll loose you this day from the mind.
Yes, from the chains which were upon your head.
It's on your brain now.
For it seemed good unto you to come with you unto Babylon.
If you want to stay in the world, continue to stay in the world. How you stay in the world? Always be disembobulated on the Sabbath day and you're in the world. But when your mind on Yahweh on the Sabbath day, that means you have overcome this thing. He made it plain, Sister Judas, in 1633, St. John. He made it plain. He ain't going to tell you to do nothing that he haven't done in advance. This is what his pardon shot was what? 1633, Sister Judas Israel, Seed Royal. Bring it.
John 16, verse 33.
What?
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace.
In me you got the peace.
In the world you shall have tribulation.
Mm-hmm. In the world you shall have tribulation. So why do you think you're going to be in a cakewalk night and sword is on you and now you all disembobulated?
Mm.
You're going to have this tribulation. Closer you get to Yahweh, the more tribulation you're going to put on you. But look what he said.
But be of good cheer.
But be of what kind of way?
Good cheer.
Not falling all out, why me, oh, woe is me. No. Take it straight up. Straight.
I have overcome the world.
I have overcome the world. So he'll left you how to be what again?
Be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer. And that's a blessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, a blessing. Now, back up to Sirach 19:19 and find out where you get your blessing from. 19:19 of Sirach. Sister Judas Israel. Much is given, much is required. You got one of the most powerful names as a woman in the Bible. Judas. Judas told a whole nation of Southern kids, y'all just stay back. I'm going to take care of this business. That was Judas said in the fifth chapter. She put her fringes on and went over to the big king, big dignitary.
Mm-hmm.
Big dignitary tried to eat a little more. Boy, these women said, I got to kill these men now. I got to kill them now. I got to kill them. Now this pretty woman before me, ready. I got to kill them. And all that she had on was her fringes on and a pair of sandals. And he just lost his mind. He said, look here, you be in my room? Yeah. Give me another drink. I got to give him another drink. I got to be right for this.
That's
brother walked in there and fell on the bed and fell out.
That's
just to pull that blade out and cut his neck off and say, look here. And set it up and tuck it back and say, look here, I got his head. The bottom line is, when we got these names, we got to understand what required of these names.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go now.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Judas Israel, you got to go now with that kind of name on you.
Yeah.
And that means one thing. The blessing is, what kind of way is the blessing? Sirach 19:19, bring it.
Sirach chapter 19, verse 19 reads, the knowledge of the Torah instructions of the Yahweh is a doctrine of life. And they that do things that please him shall receive the fruit of the tree of immortality.
You see that? How you gonna get in this thing? By keeping the Torah instruction. Let your light shine before the world. Step it out. Bring back the reports in grand style. It's back to Brother Titus.
All right. Okay. All right. You read that, yeah, you read that, okay.
See, 19:19, but you know you blessed when you keeping the instructions of the first five books. That's where you're blessing at.
Mm-hmm.
It's instant, in season, out of season.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they call you, you never let it show on the Sabbath day. Because Yahweh is able to build you up.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. All
right. That's right. Last night lesson, we shown what happened we're not reading it in Leviticus chapter 10. When Aaron Toussaint done something strange on the Sabbath day in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
They done something strange and Yahweh killed them.
Mm-hmm.
And told Aaron, you better not cry. Don't take your mitre off. I'm gonna kill you. See, about this business, when you're about Yahweh's business, you got to be a soldier. And we read that last night, in the last night lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of things we got to understand. When you miss a lot. Because this word is going forward and forward, and we got to be prepared. He's getting us prepared in advance before something even happens. We've been already went through and said, oh, so we got the 14 verse 1 on us in 1 Kings when the seer said, come on in, woman, I was expecting you anyway because I've been warned from the scriptures. You better come up with some slick stuff on me. See? So that's the bottom line. We got to be prepared because the game's sales is on their way. And they're going to use no book. They're going to use all kind of influence with no book open to get you disembobulated. Like I told one of the camps, how is you not prepared to do Yahuwah's business? Well, I got to put my books up when my company come over. Then you in the wrong company, woman. Man, how you got to put your books up? You supposed to lay your books out. You can't get no blessing in the world. You can't serve two masters.
That's right.
You gonna love one and hate the other in the 6th chapter 24 of Matthew. We're not reading it. You got to be about Yahuwah's business. If your company ain't about Yahuwah, tell them go about the business. If their spirit ain't right, tell them go about the business. Because you got a job to do and helping the youth to come behind us.
That's right.
Sacrifice yourself to help the youth to come behind us. Because all you want out of deal is 25, 21. Not give it to me, Mother D.F. Israel. Not give me my Matthew 25, 21. This is what you supposed to be in this business for right here. Sacrifice yourself. Take your spirit out of the way for your youth to come behind you. Because you're supposed to be shooting for one thing, a 25, 21 of Matthew. What does it say, Mother D.F. Israel?
Matthew chapter 25, verses 21.
This is what you're supposed to be all for be about. What does it say?
Here's Yahuwah saying unto him.
What?
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
All you supposed to be want from Yahuwah to tell you what?
Well done.
Great.
Good and faithful servant.
Now what you got coming?
Thou hast been faithful over a few things.
You took care of a few things.
I will make thee ruler over many things.
And what's the precept of the ruler over many? Go to 226. End time prophecy revelation. What's the ruler over many things? You said, look here, if you got me right on small issues, I got something for you in Revelation 2:26. Mother D. F. Israel C. Roy. What I got for you that we can read?
Revelation chapter 2, verse 26.
That we can read.
You say 26.
Yeah, that we can read.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my work.
My what?
My work.
My work, go ahead.
Unto the end.
What you got coming?
To him will I give power over the nation.
Ain't that something? You have power to who?
Over the nation.
That what he mean? You have power over the nation. If you take care of this business now with the right spirit now, when he wake you be back up, you have power over the who?
Over the nation.
Over the nation.
That's right.
So if you be faithful in a few things, worldly, and overcome this thing with the right spirit, he got something for you. And eyes haven't seen what he ever prepared for you. Now somebody pull that verse out for me. Your eyes ain't seen. Somebody give me that verse on what Yahuwah have prepared for you. See, we ain't got a clue what Yahuwah have prepared for us. Because you say you can't even imagine what I got for you. You see, you can't even imagine what I got for you if you got me right. Somebody bring that verse out for me. Bring that verse out. That's why you got to take this thing more serious. You got to take this word of Yahuwah more serious and know why you've been created to do. You created to help others. Sacrifice yourself to help others. There's no reason you don't let your light shine. When you step out, you have your fringes on. And on fringes, it's going to draw people to you. Like Mother Z say, oh, I love your fringes. She said, well, yeah, but what you on that? What you on that? That's the point, you're going to tell them, what you on that? See, we got to boldly take care of this man's business to get our blessing. But we got to take it to the gate now. Let our light shine. And daddy is opening mouth. And you know they got written in the 11th chapter, better not a dog move his mouth when we talk this talk. But we got to be prepared. Huh? Remember we read in last night's lesson on the airways. He's told when Mordecai in the 4th chapter told, what's her name? Esther. She said, listen, you're in the big house, but you there for a reason. You were put there for the reason to shine now. So you've been brought to this position now to let your light shine in Yahweh. Like we keep reading. These is the last days. So what we supposed to be doing in the last days? Stepping it up for the ones that's behind us.
That's right.
Not staying our own feelings. Well, he hurt my feelings. What it got to do with your feeling now? It got to do with you helping the youth that come behind you to get you a 25-21, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been chosen for these days right now. Even when I stretch out, I have my fringes on. I sleep in my fringes because I want all the protection I got. So just let me know them fringes is let me know that you with me and I'm with you. That's why you wear them fringes. In season and out of season. Then he know you are the children of Israel. What are we reading? I was looking for something that Yahweh have not prepared on what he got for you. From Micaiah. Read that, Brother Titus. You got it, Elder?
Yeah, first
2:9. Let's write that down and bring it out, Brother Micaiah. Brother Titus, bring it out.
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
Yeah, write it down. 1 Corinthians 2:9.
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Reads.
What do you read?
But as it is written.
It is written.
I have not seen.
Your eyes have not seen. 2:9. Go ahead.
Nor ear heard.
And your ear ain't not even heard. I don't care who been talking that puffed up talk.
Neither have entered into the mind of man.
Yeah.
The things which Yahweh have prepared for them that love him.
You see the man saying? You ain't got an idea what this man got for you. And you sitting there dragging your feet, you ain't letting your light shine before Yahweh. Now he says it's written. What is written there, Elder?
Isaiah 64:4.
Bring it out. Come on, bring it out, Brother Titus.
We're going to Isaiah 64:4. Verse 4. For since the beginning of the world.
The what?
For since the beginning of the world.
Since the beginning of the world.
Man had not heard.
Man had not even heard.
Nor perceived.
You didn't even perceive.
Neither have the eye seen.
And the eye haven't even seen.
Oh, Yahweh beside you. What he had prepared for them that waited for him.
You see that? You ain't got a clue what this man. You can't even imagine what he got for you. And we sitting there dragging our feet and not letting our light shine. And he gave us the decree of the order, what he wants you to do, to for you to be without a 7:21 of 2 Ezra.
Hallelujah, cross.
What it says, Brother Titus?
We're going to 2 Ezra 7:21. 2 Ezra the 10th.
Well, read 20 and get warmed up.
2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 20.
Listen good.
But there be many that perish in this life.
There's many gonna perish.
Right? We got 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 20 and 21.
Go ahead.
Because they despise the law, meaning the first five books of Torah instruction of Yahweh.
He said, many gonna lose their life. They gonna die by this thing because they despise what?
The law, the first five books of Torah instruction.
Go ahead and read.
That is set before them.
And it's set before them. And what is set before them that we can read in Sister Judas Israel in the 13th chapter? Where is it set before you we can read in the book of Acts? Chapter 13. Where is it set before you that we can read? Acts 13. Pick it up at verse number 27. Where is it set before us that we can read?
Acts chapter 13, verse 27.
Bring it out.
For they that dwell at Jerusalem.
That's the way you say it.
Jerusalem and their rulers.
And their rulers.
Because they knew him not.
Because they knew him not.
Nor yet the voices of the prophets.
The seers.
Which are read every Sabbath day.
You mean that you can hear the voice of the seer when?
Every Sabbath day.
Now who can back with and say you haven't? Now who gonna step up and say, I haven't heard the voice of the seer every Sabbath day? Who gonna say you haven't heard it? So that prophecy has been what? Let's read. Let's go to Luke chapter 4. Let's read it, Mother D of Israel. Let's read this thing. You mean that this right here have been what? Luke chapter 4, verse 21. Bring it.
Luke 4:21. And he began to say unto them.
What did he say to them?
This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears.
You tell me who and where and who can tell you you ain't heard the voice of the seals when?
Every Sabbath day.
Every Sabbath day you hear the voice of the seal. Back to Bar Titus.
All right. Okay. See, that's why you got to come from among these people. There's a verse here. Give me Acts chapter 5, verse. That's why you got to know who company to be with, company not to be with. Acts chapter 5, verse 38, Sister Judy.
Acts chapter 5, verse 38. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone.
So let them alone.
For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught.
That means get away from them. Get away from it. I mean, refrain from it. Those without, refrain from it. Okay.
Keep reading.
Go ahead.
Verse 39. But if it be of Yahweh, you cannot overthrow it.
You ain't gonna stop this right here.
Right.
You're not gonna stop this. And once we understand this is not this right here would not be stopped. Great.
Found even to fight against
God. So you fight against Yahweh when you fight against the six anointed council brought over to his life. We're about this man's business.
Exactly.
And that's why we got to make sure those that are the six anointed council understand this business is serious.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in the world you're going to tell the seer, I can't find my books.
Mm-hmm.
I got to put my books up because I'm having company and they might steal my books.
Mm-hmm.
What you having company like that for?
Mm-hmm.
You got to come out of the world. Look what it says in 4 James. What it says in 4 James? But
that's go in the book of James. Go in the book of James.
4 verse 4.
Chapter 4 verse 4 reads.
Back to Micaiah and 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17. Back to back hardcore.
Book of James chapter 4 verse 4.
What it say?
You're adulterers.
Yes.
And adulteress.
Yes.
Know you not? That the friendship of the world is enmity with Yahweh.
If you're a friend of this world, it ain't no Yahweh that a bomb can fall on top of your head behind that. Ain't no Yahweh involved. Anything can happen to you. If you're a friendship of, you got to have company and be non-covenant people, you in the midst of anything can happen to you.
That's right. Okay.
Old things supposed to be, give me 5:17, a daughter of Yahweh. Give me 2 Corinthians 5:17. Let me show you something. What you mean you got to put your books up because your company, and I don't know where I put my books at.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Listen good.
Therefore, if any man or woman be a Yahweh, the son of Yahweh the Father,
yeah,
he or she is a new creature.
with her. Mm-hmm. When you come in Yahweh, all things is passed away. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that no more. Mm-hmm. Like the elder said yesterday, I don't care if you lay it on my pillow. You call me by my name. Mm-hmm. Y'all done. Don't call me no my worldly name. Mm-hmm. I just got that in my check name.
That's right.
But I don't care if you land next to me in the pillow. Call me by my biblical name. I want the blessing in the house, out of the house, round the corner, everywhere.
Hallelujah.
It ain't no take off this hat now and now you going back to the world with me. No, you ain't. If I got to put up my books, you not welcome to be around me. Brother told me, hey, bud, you want to go with me tonight? I said, where you going? I'm going to play. Well, I said, can I bring my Bible with me? No, bro, you can't bring your Bible. Where we going now? I said, well, I can't go then, bro. If I can't bring no my Bible in Yahweh, I'm not going.
That's right.
So I'm going on home. Huh? I'm not going no after class over some places that my book can't come. You see? So if you got to go places where you got to hide your books at, you got the wrong company. You a bad example. Bad example for the six anointed counts. And Yahweh see it. And that make you ugly when you do stuff like that. You got to lead by example. When you step out the door, step out them fringes on. They'll say, what is that on you? Oh, you got a minute, I tell you. Now you'll start a conversation up. Well, I didn't know that. You got to come out them gate closing. Oh, that best. No, you got to put it down. You got to put these right here on. See? And Yahweh put the blessing on you. Oh, see, you can strike up conversation. Then you're getting you James 5:20.
Right.
Because when you stand before Yahweh, you need all the James 5:20 that you can get. Because he still might burn you in the fire. Mm-hmm. Let's read that, Sister Judas. Let's run to 10th chapter, pick up verse 35. Hebrews 10:35-39.
Uh-huh.
Let me show you what this man is saying.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 reads,
what did it say?
Cast not away, therefore,
your confidence.
Confidence.
Don't cast away your confidence.
Right.
Which have great,
great recompense.
Great recompense. Recompense of reward.
Uh-huh.
Verse 36. For ye have need of patience.
You got to have patience. You got to have with something that follows you, you still got to have patience. You got to lead by example. You must have patience. Go ahead.
Have patience that after ye have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise.
He said, I might still even burn you in the fire.
That's
because
right,
if you don't
right.
go at me right and hardcore, I still might burn you in the fire. Mm, like telling your kids, get in there and wash them dishes. They go slam all around and say, well, I did it. Well, you ain't doing right. You still got the punishment coming.
Yep.
You got to be infinite season, out of season, ready to go in Yahweh. Your company got to be Yahweh. You got to eat and drink, breathe some Yahweh. Let your light shine before some Yahweh so he can recognize his sons and his daughters.
Mm-hmm.
He can't recognize you because you're saying Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
He made it plain. Keep reading. And give me Matthew 7. Brother Titus had that waiting on me. 21.
Verse 37.
What?
For yet a little while. And he that shall come will come.
He said, just a little while he's going to come.
And will not tear.
And when he come, he's going to bust some heads. He ain't going to be tearing around. He's coming to take care of this thing in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to kick everybody's teeth out, kick them in the ring, do everything within 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he's going to roll.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Verse 38.
And to make sure he said that, I hear you, WCC. Make sure he said that. Back up, Brother Micaiah, and give me the 13th chapter, 13, verse number 11 of 2nd Ezra. I said he going to kick the teeth out and do everything. Let's see, can we read that?
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 13, verse 11.
Listen to this.
Verse 11, read.
What did it read?
And they were all mixed together.
They was all mixed together. They had a rainbow coalition going on.
Verse
Yeah, you read, keep reading.
And they were all mixed together, the blast of fire, the flaming breath, and the great tempest.
But is you reading 13 verse 11?
Yeah, yeah, got to go up, son.
I want verse 11.
Verse 11. Okay, verse 11 read. And they were all mixed together.
Good.
The blast of fire.
Good.
The flaming breath.
Good.
And the great tent.
Uh-huh.
And fell with violence upon the multitude, which was prepared to fight.
Yeah.
And burnt them up, every one.
And he burnt up how many of them?
Every one.
Every last one of them, he burnt them up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that mixed multitude, the Rainbow Coalition, he burnt them all up.
So that upon a sudden of an innumerable multitude, nothing was to be perceived.
So Yahuwah, when he comes, he's going to do it in 1 hour. Everybody outside of the covenant, he's going to burn your tail up. All the ones that say they're going to fight against him, then he's going to burn their tail up. So what side you going to be on? You're going to be sitting there trying to be half cocked, got your gate clothes on, you going to have your fringes on? If you... Huh? What you be wearing? Let your light shine before men.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you're a children of Israel, you're going to run your confrontation. You're supposed to be prepared for it. That will come to class for it. Get you prepared for what's out here. He always starts small and work big. And that's what he's doing now. He started small, working big. The lands before, south, east, north, west. We got to seal all this land up. We got to get prepared. In July come, the right side going to be towed down. We have to be able to purchase that land to the right side. We got to put the fence up on the right side. We got to build a shelter there and start putting stuff to the side. We got the lands before us, y'all. Let's roll our sleeves up and take care of Yahuwah's business.
Hallelujah.
Stop reacting. Let's proact. Let's be about Yahuwah's business, because he told you soundly how you going to bring this prophecy of place in 65:13. How you going to bring it? Isaiah, how is this going to happen? You're going to walk in the store, and you're going to pay $10 for a lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to say, why is it so high? He said, well, haven't you been told? What, you didn't lay nothing down? The enemy is doing his thing now. They got 500,000 ships held up to scare you. They already scared you once already when you couldn't find toilet paper. They got a little run to see what you're going to do.
That's
okay. Yeah, we see how they're going to panic.
Yeah, more
money, yeah. Now they're going to do it on a higher level. And you're going to still be sitting around waiting, watching that one-eyed kryptonite, that one-eyed Satan, and that Christianity. Instead of putting your bricks down, let's secure the land, north, east, south, and west. Donate to the ministry before you have the fences ready. Seal this thing down and be prepared when this thing jump off. Stop waiting on that one-eyed Satan, because they're going to do their part, and Yahuwah told us what we got to do is what? Read it.
I'm in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 13.
What?
Therefore, thus said Yahuwah.
What did Yahuwah say?
Behold, my servants, Israel, shall eat.
How you going to eat if you ain't got the garden right? How you going to eat? You ain't putting the bricks down. How you going to eat? I'm telling you, a famine is coming again. And the famine is not from, it's going to be from hearing the word.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the physical part about it. When everything you go in the store, it's going to be triple high. Huh? And he's telling you now, I'll put everything before you. All you got to do is get around the people that got the vision to see it. Got all the land before, south, east, north, west. The end of July, it will be nothing on the right side over there. What are we going to do? Let it get away? Or be prepared to fence it in and put up some... and put our thing together before the temple site go up over there, banquet hall and everything else. You don't have the vision, you're going to lose. But those got the right mind to see this thing unfolding, we're telling you now, it's time to put our bricks down. Got to come together one. Let your light shine. Organize. One mind, one body. Get out there and
and get brothers and sisters together, got the right mind. Let them friends and show. They're going to ask you, what is them things? What is that? Then you break them down with it. But where can I learn this stuff at? Come and see. Huh? We got to be about this business, y'all. Back to your brother Titus.
All right. Yes. Okay. All about. Okay. All right, what I left off on?
I was sent the tape by Bill Gates when he was talking about how he gonna I'm gonna play it on airways coming up one day next week, maybe next 2 weeks, I don't know, somewhere. Mm-hmm. Showing where he gonna create another virus. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. It, see, they sent me the message and I got it. I just gotta play it. Everybody doing their part, we ain't doing ours.
Right, Sister Judy, give me Amos. This is what the seer said. This is what I have to do, see. Like I said, the wise seer will instruct his people. Give me Amos, the last chapter, Amos chapter 9. Give me Amos chapter 9 real quick.
Amos chapter 9.
Okay. Verse
3.
Okay. All right. Pick up at verse 14, Amos chapter 9, verse 14.
And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel.
My captivity of my people Israel, go ahead.
And they shall build the waste city.
And that's what we're doing, to build the waste city.
And inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards.
Vineyard, that's what we mean, go out there and get busy.
And
plant vineyards.
And drink the wine thereof.
And drink the wine thereof, go ahead.
And they shall also make gardens.
Right, that's what we'll be doing. Eat the fruit of them.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, verse 15.
Verse 15 reads, and I will plant them upon their land.
He said, I will plant them upon their land.
And they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, says the Yahweh.
Now, precept that in Nahum chapter 1, verse 9 12, Brother Titus.
Mm-hmm.
Nahum chapter 1, verse 9 and 12.
You're going to Nahum.
Chapter 1, verse 9 and 12. Nahum chapter 1, verse 9 and 12.
Okay,
see, we got to be about this business. And you got to have to be around right-minded people about this business. Everything that's written is going to happen.
Right.
And we got to be prepared. Yahweh put all his land before us, and we sitting there dragging our feet, wondering about woe is me. Oh, this don't happen to me.
All right, Nahum chapter 1, verse 9 and 12.
What did it say?
Nahum chapter 1, verse 9, read.
What did it read?
What do you imagine against Yahweh?
He said, what do you imagine against Yahweh?
All right, say it, sir.
Read.
Okay. He will make an other end affliction shall not rise up the second time.
The man say you're not going back into captivity. You got to do it from that one eye Satan and all that bad company. You say you're not going back into captivity anymore.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Verse 10. For while they be folded together
12,
as thorns.
12. 12.
All right, verse
9. 9 verse 12.
All right, verse 12. Thus say Yahweh.
What did Yahweh say?
Don't they be quiet?
Yeah, they cry because they cry because they in their bed now. And Micah chapter 2, they plotting upon you now.
Mm-hmm.
They cry because they plotting upon you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They doing everything they can to try to keep this message from you. And you worry about yourself. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. And likewise, many yet, thus should they be cut down.
But they going to be cut down. If you believe this thing, they going to fall.
Hallelujah. When he surpassed through, though I afflicted you.
Though I have afflicted you to get your mind right.
Hallelujah. I would afflict you no more.
I ain't going to afflict you no more if you put me first. You can't back away from this thing. You got to run to this thing. You can't back away from a cameo this thing. You got to run to this thing, not cameo this thing.
Right.
We'd be on the network 6 nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
We got to hear these messages, add to these messages, and be prepared every week to be stronger. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden, got to go back and rehearse it back over to you. to you. Go ahead. I'm
through. I got a precept for you, Brother Titan.
Yes, sir.
And in Jeremiah chapter 29, figure out verse 4 down to 8.
Okay, Jeremiah 29?
Yeah, we're going to get Lord of Yahweh. It's Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 4 down to 8.
All right.
Jeremiah chapter 29,
uh-huh.
verse 49 and
8. Four down, verses 4 down to 8. Yep.
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse
48.
Mm-hmm. Thus said the Yahuwah host,
mm-hmm.
the king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Unto all.
The Yahuwah of Israel.
That's right.
Unto all that I carried away captive, whom I have called to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon.
Wait a minute. Who has all been carried away captive, Judas? Give me Daniel 6:13. Who is all that been carried away captive that we can read? Mm-hmm. Give me Daniel 6:13 there, Sister Judas.
Daniel chapter 6, verse
13. Who is all that's been carried away captive? Who are you talking about?
Then answered they and said before the king.
What?
That Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah.
Mm. Captivity of who?
Judah.
So this captivity got to take the first blow at this thing. It's who?
Captivity of Judah.
That's who is in captivity. We got to take this thing to the gate. We got to lead this thing. But by example,
mm-hmm.
let our light shine before men
mm-hmm.
and women.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got some out here right now. They right now waiting in 2:42, Brother Micaiah. In the book of 1 Maccabees,
mm-hmm.
2:42. They wait, but how they going to identify you if you ain't got your fringes on? You look like everybody else. You're wearing the gate clothing. Got your fringes on. They going to say, hey. Because Yahweh got it already laid out in how you draw your people through the fringes. 1 Maccabees 2:42, bring it.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 2. Verse 42.
Listen good.
42 read.
What it read?
And everyone should leave his...
No, hold on. I want...
You want...
First Maccabees...
chapter 2.
Yeah, I want... Chapter I want 42. I want Dalsinian.
Yeah, First Maccabees mm-hmm. chapter 2, verse 42.
What it say?
42 read.
What it read?
Then came there unto him a company of
Assyrians,
who were mighty men of Israel.
And mighty men is going to show up. I'm telling you, mighty men, mighty women is going to show up.
Even all such as were voluntarily devoted unto the Torah instruction.
You see that? So all we got to be in order, have them fringes on, and you'll be sitting on them buses and them cars and them hospitals and them stores. And you and the mighty men really gonna say, hey, them friends you got on, what that name? Both those two, what that mean? Then you take them to the side and show them what it means.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we gonna organize
mm-hmm.
all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be, Brother Titus, we got to be a Matthew 5:13 down to verse 16. We must be this. And give me 28 verse 1. Mother Z, to get warmed up. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Brother Titus, give me 28, verse 1. Get me warmed up.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 1?
Yeah, give me one verse. I want one verse.
All right, we're going to the fifth book of the Heavenly Tablets, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. 28, verse 1 reads, and it shall come to pass.
Yes.
If you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe and to do all his Torah instructions.
You got to observe and do all the Torah instructions. Now give me verse 2.
Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake
and
you.
And all these blessings going to come up on you. Go ahead.
And if you shall hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Yeah.
Keep going.
That's it. So if you listen to Yahuwah, you got these blessings coming. And blessing, we read it in 19:19 of Sirach, is the blessing is keeping the Torah instruction. And the blessing means by Brother Titus in 5:13-16. Here is your blessing right here. Oh, here's your curse right here.
We're going to Matthew 5:13. Chapter 5, verse 13 to 16.
Listen good.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 13.
Listen good.
Through 16.
What?
You are the salt of the earth.
See, you are the salt of the earth.
But if the salt has lost its savior.
If the salt has lost its savior.
Where should it be salted?
Why you gonna be, otherwise you ain't got no more juice, no energy.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't got the fire in your belly to take care of this business. Go ahead.
It is just for good for nothing.
You ain't good for nothing. If you ain't got to find your belly on these days right now, you good for nothing. Let's precept that, Brother Titus. Give me up 13:8-10 of Jeremiah coming right back. You got to find your belly for this thing. Yahweh is sending the warriors together. The six anointed cats got to stop dragging their feet. Put them fringes on and get in that word.
Go to Jeremiah to see it, chapter 13, verse 8 through 9. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 8 through 9.
Jeremiah 13,
8 through 10. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 8 through 10.
What did it say?
Then the word of Yahuwah came unto me saying.
Then the word of Yahuwah came to me saying.
Verse 9.
What?
Thus says Yahuwah.
Thus says Yahuwah.
After this matter.
What?
I will mark the pride of Yah-Dah-Judah.
I'm going to mark the pride. That means I'm going to bust them dead in their mouth with my big black hand and my feet. I'm going to kick them right in the mouth. Go ahead.
And the great pride of Yah-Dah-Judah.
And I'm going to break the pride. Go ahead.
Verse 10.
What?
This evil people.
What do you call us?
Evil people.
We are evil people. Why?
Was refused to hear my word.
We refuse to hear his word. We worry about what our neighbor going to say, what our mama going to say, mm-hmm. what our uncle going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Which walk in the imagination of their mind.
They walk in the imagination of their own mind.
And walk after other false Yahuwah.
Go ahead, read.
To serve them.
Go ahead.
And to worship them.
Go ahead.
Should even be at this girdle.
You will be just like this girdle.
Which is good for nothing.
Good for what?
For nothing.
The Southern Kingdom, Yah-Dah-Judah, is good for what?
For nothing.
And that's why he told Jeremiah, he made it plain, Brother Titus, in 1 verse 4 down to verse 9. So now, since we know you're good for nothing, then Yahweh said, okay, what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4 down to verse 9.
Go to Jeremiah, the seer, chapter 1, verse 4 through 9. Then the word of Yahuwah came unto me saying.
Saying what?
Verse 5. Before I formed you in your belly, in the belly, I knew you.
He said, Jeremiah, let me tell you something. You thought your mama done had a good night in the sack? No. I took care of this from the womb. This is my doing. And if Multi of Israel is over here to read 118:23, we're reading all the time. This is marvelous in our sight.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read.
Before you came forth out of the womb,
mm-hmm.
I sanctified you.
He said, I sanctified you.
And I ordained you a seer unto the nation.
And I already have put the fix on you. That's why I can't understand when brothers, when putting the fix put on them, brothers tell me, sisters tell me, well, no, I don't want to be a teacher. Listen. Don't you know that's a plague? You can't back with this thing right here.
That's right.
You think the Vice Lords and the Blackstone Rangers had a plague once you in it to win it? You think Yahuwah ain't got something bigger than they got? You in this thing for the end or Yahuwah gonna plague you till you get it right.
That's right.
He gonna plague you whatever you love the most, that's where your plague is coming from. When you in this thing, you got to be in this thing to win it. The way Yahuwah got it written to win it. Go ahead and read.
Verse 6.
What?
Then said I.
I,
Yahuwah, behold, I cannot speak, For I am a child.
Yeah, okay, now you want to give your explanation why you can't do what he tell you you're going to do. Go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
But Yahweh said unto me.
What did he say?
Say not, I am a child.
Don't say that.
But you should go to all that I should send you.
He said, look at this. You're going to be a young lion. You're going to hear where I send you at. Go ahead.
And whatsoever I command you, you should speak.
And whatever I tell you to speak, you speak. Go ahead.
First thing.
What?
Be not afraid of their faces.
And don't be afraid of their faces.
For I am with you to deliver you, said Yahweh.
What Yahweh going to do?
I am with you to deliver you.
Go ahead and read.
Said Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Verse 9. Then Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth.
And Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth.
And Yahweh said unto me.
What did he say?
Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
I'll put my words in your mouth. Come on, read.
Verse 10.
What?
See, I have this day set you over the nation.
Well, you can believe it or not. You can believe it or not, the sixth anointed cap been sent over the nation. Whether you believe it or not, you ain't got to believe it. But we sit over the nation for one reason. Here it goes. Well, listen to this.
Over the kingdom.
Over the kingdom. Go ahead.
To root out.
We got to root this garbage out.
And to pull down.
We got to pull that garbage down.
Yes. And to destroy.
And we got
to
destroy that garbage.
Yes. And to throw down.
We got
to
throw down. We got to throw down some.
Mm-hmm.
And how you throw down by having your friends and when the conversation comes, be ready to throw down.
Yeah.
One's going to chase a thousand.
Yeah.
You got your friends on. You say, hey, how many of y'all? Well, we about 500. Well, you ain't even know. Let me take care of y'all real quick.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know you're in the word of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Go one for chase a thousand. If you see 500 and you only got your friends on, let me take this 5,000, this 500 out and look for the other half of that. Go ahead, read.
Yeah. And to plant.
And you got to plant?
Yes. Okay, verse 11?
No, read verse 9 again.
All right. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. Then Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth.
Yes.
And Yahweh said to me.
What?
Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
For what reason? Bring it.
Verse 10. See, I have set this day, set you over the nation.
For what reason?
And over the kingdom.
For what reason?
To root out.
To root it out.
And to pull down.
Pull it down.
And to destroy.
Destroy it.
And to throw down.
Throw it down.
To build.
And to build.
And to plant.
And to plant. Mm-hmm. Once we take all that garbage out of them, then we I'll build them back up now.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the 28th chapter of Brother Micaiah. Let me show you something. Oh, you know, that's kind of heavy talking you're doing. That's big talking you're doing. Listen, WCC, that's pretty heavy talking you're doing. In 28th chapter of Jeremiah, let me show you something. Let's think of verse 8 and verse 9, Brother Micaiah. Let me show you something that we can read. Now listen to this while we break this down. Jeremiah 28, 8 and 9, Brother Micaiah, bring it.
The book of Jeremiah. Chapter 28. We want verse 8 and we want verse 9.
Listen good. Listen good. Listen good.
The seer, verse 8. The seer that has been before me.
The seer that has been before me.
And before you.
And before you.
Of old.
Of old.
Prophesied.
What?
Both against many countries.
Prophesied against both many countries.
And against great kingdoms.
And great, I mean, they wasn't trying to tell you by no, what they call this thing called prosperity doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't talking no prosperity. They prophesied against many kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read it. What they told them?
A war.
We told you a war coming.
Of evil.
A evil coming.
And a pestilence.
And pestilence coming.
Verse 9.
What?
The seer.
The seer.
Which prophesies of peace.
And the one that you hear with that prosperity teaching.
When the word of the eldership, when the word of the seer comes to pass, then shall the seer be known.
So if you know that these preachers is talking about all this peace, you know they're lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
The seer will let you know war, pestilence, famine is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
All this smooth talking, they lying from the pits of Satan the devil.
Mm-hmm.
We hear all these old prosperity teaching on Benny Hinn and them, all that prosperity, they lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the one to tell you about war,
mm-hmm.
evil, pestilence is coming to you, that's the one you better hear.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody before Jeremiah understood that, and Jeremiah said the same thing they spoke. If you don't get your bricks down, you'll be running around paying $10 for an onion.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of getting three onions in your own garden,
mm-hmm.
and Yahweh put the garden all before us. The young lions are already in the garden. They say some meat already out there already. We got to roll our sleeves up and put our bricks down. Why are you going to pay $10 for an onion coming up and you got the onion in your own backyard? All you got to do is roll your sleeves up and get in where you fit in and get away from that war is me. The land's before you. Everywhere is land before us. Let's get busy in Yahweh. We got to make sure the gate is sealed up. We got to make sure we put up our storage, put our cans in there.
Mm-hmm.
Donate to this ministry because what we're going to do is be prepared to eat when everybody is paying $20 for a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the young lions, come on. What you got, Elder?
Yeah, can I get Wynn in on that conversation?
Come on, come on, Elder, come on in.
Let's look at of the harvest.
Yahweh the harvest.
That he will send forth laborers.
He will send laborers.
Into his harvest.
Into his harvest.
Yahweh.
And you got two young lions ready to show you what needs to be done out there in the harvest right now. Two lions are ready, and the elders are about to peep out the window to make sure it's done.
Right.
Huh? Hallelujah. Why? He'll put it before us. They are laid to break down. Now, what the labels that come on, get up and just get busy. You'll wait on it. You'll wait on that 1 hour Satan to show you and keep on trapping you up. That ain't never kryptonite, that 1 hour Satan.
That's right.
That's going to weaken you in your brain and everywhere else. That one-eyed Satan is kryptonite to you. The harvest is plenty. North, east, south, west is open for us. In 2 months, the right side is going to be towed out. We got to fish that thing in and be prepared to take care of our business in Yahweh. We got 2 months to get the right side. What are we going to do? Sit on the fence and holler, woe is me. Roll your sleeves up, get in the harvest. Mm-hmm. And donate. And watch this thing. Yahweh gonna give you the double when you do him. You got it written. You got a double coming when you got him right. Back to Brother Titus Israel.
All right. Okay, I'm Sister Judith. Okay, it's read that Matthew chapter 9, right? Okay, read verse 36. So I want you to be clear who the sheep is, real quick.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 reads, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad.
Okay, who was scattered abroad? Who was scattered abroad? Mm. Who was scattered abroad? Real quick. Oh, what you got? Who was scattered abroad? Let's go to that James real quick. Who was scattered abroad? They were scattered abroad, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to that James real quick. Who was scattered abroad? James chapter 1. All right. Daughter Yahweh. James chapter 1. Daughter Yahweh. James chapter 1, verse 1. Who was scattered abroad?
James, the servant of Yahweh, and of the Yahweh, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Read.
The 12 tribes are scattered abroad. Read. That's who was scattered.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's who the 12 tribes are scattered.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Hold on for a second. Let's see what I bought here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me that chief speaker of the nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sister Judith Israel. You want to hold another way? Oh, that's the way.